This is SDPB News. I'm Jeremy Ludeman. The South Dakota Department of Environment and Natural Resources is being taken to task by water quality advocates. Some say the DENR acted prematurely in saying human health was not at risk from high ammonia releases at the Smithfield Foods plant in Sioux Falls. Ammonia was released into the nearby Big Sioux River after a wastewater treatment system failed. State officials issued a release claiming there was no risk to humans, but fish could be threatened by the ammonia. Safe water advocates say the statement was released. Before the source of the problem was identified. Kelly Busher with the state's Surface Water Quality Program says officials took appropriate and immediate action after Smithfield officials reported the ammonia discharges. A severe thunderstorm carrying quarter to pea-sized hail fell in Rapid City this afternoon. At least two pockets of heavy rain fell through town before a hailstorm covered downtown like a blanket of snow. SDPB's Lee Strubinger has this from the storm.
This is the sound of hail as it hits the Black Hills Studio building in downtown Rapid City. It came out of nowhere, and really coming down right now. Looks like the wind is blowing heavily, and the rain is just torrential downpour right now. It's unbelievable.
The National Weather Service says thunderstorms are possible into the evening, mainly over parts of West River and central South Dakota. A severe thunderstorm warning does remain in effect until 4:15 Mountain Time for central Pennington County, with a thunderstorm expected to impact New Underwood and Farmingdale, along with Interstate 90 between mile markers 73 and 86. Also, another severe thunderstorm warning until 4:15 Mountain Time for south central Pennington and northeastern Custer counties. This is SDPB News.